Well, that song's not a virgin anymore now, is it?
It's been deflowered.
Victor Krumenacker and Allison Faith Levy here in the KPFA studio. You're tuned to 94.1 FM KPFA in Berkeley, KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno, and online kpfa.org. I'm Dirk Richardson. This is the Here and Now, and the band is the Victor Krumenacker Band, a.k.a. McCabe and Mrs. Miller. And the latest album is Patriarch's Blues, and it's one of those albums. It's strange how sad songs and the blues actually give you relief in during grieving. It's an album of grieving, and certainly one that anybody who has grieved can relate to, and I think find some comfort in.
It was funny. My mom, I gave it to my mom when it came out. It came out about 6 weeks ago, and she looked at it and she said, "I'm not going to listen to this." And I said, "Well, I didn't think you were going to listen to it." But she sat and dutifully read the liner notes, and she said, "Well, this is pretty poetic, you know. You know, for my son, you're a fairly decent writer." And I was like, "Thanks, Mom." You know, backhanded as usual, but you know, loving nonetheless. And then she was going to Thanksgiving. She was going to visit her sister, and I get this phone call, and I had a list of about 14 I had to mail out to various family members. And I called her, and she said, "Well, you know, I listened to it. Wasn't that bad?" And I said, "Wasn't that bad as far as it being bad?" She's like, "No, actually, I liked it. I just thought it would be wrenching, and it actually was, at points, actually kind of uplifting and fun." So I was like, "Well, that's, you know, it's a double-sided coin."
That's right.
You know? Yeah, I think, yeah, that's right. They call it catharsis. But this is a song. This we'll leave you with this one. The song's called I'll Meet You in Paradise. And my mom had a dream about my stepfather that was, you know, it was a very hard time, and she was really torn up. But my mom is a Catholic, tried and true. Man, you know, she's gone through every method of checking it out, I would imagine, and has confessed to me a lot of doubt, but it still seems to be the place where she finds comfort. And she had a, you know, kind of a religious dream about my stepfather, who was absolutely not religious at all. His religion was probably West Point, and I just figured I should maybe take the opportunity to try and give him a voice, because you know, it was one of those things where the dead couldn't speak. So I figured I would just kind of give it his interpretation of what it's like maybe to pass to the other side. Not that I've tried this at home, so I can't really verify it, but we'll see. So.
Well, thanks. I have to slip into the other room while you play this. So
slip into the other room.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us. It's always a pleasure to come and do this show.
Yeah, once again, Victor Krumenacker on guitar and vocals, Jonathan Segal on guitars, mandolin, and violin, Paul O'Gean on bass, John Haynes on drums, Allison Faith Levy on piano and vocals, Tony Farrow and Joel Sachs doing all of the engineering tonight for the second night in a row here at KPFA.
Thank you, gents.
Thank you, guys.